Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Shane. Sister Connie is a program director of the Religious Formation Conference and lives in Chicago. Her preaching is entitled, Blasphemers No More.
A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 31 through 42. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. And Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest Jesus, but he escaped from their power. Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in Jesus. The scene is foreboding. The crowd with fists clutching rocks, murmuring, blasphemer, blasphemer, surrounds Jesus. Jesus' voice pierces the veil of rage. I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? Jesus reminds them of his commissioning by God. The Spirit of God is upon me. God has anointed me. God has sent me to bring good tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, release to prisoners, to announce a year of favor from God. For which of these good works are you trying to stone me? No one among the self-righteous dropped their stones. The chorus reached a fever pitch. Blasphemer! Blasphemer, blasphemer, stone him, stone him, stone him. The rage and animosity toward Jesus lead us to the threshold of Holy Week, the ultimate blasphemy, the killing of God's Son done in the name of God for the honor of God. There we admit that our very own religious beliefs can blind us to God's presence and actions in our own lives. Lent is a time for the healing of our blindness, individually and communally. Lent is an invitation to shed our armor and see what we cannot see and do not want to see. The Spirit of God is busy about healing our blindness. It is quite possible that a messenger has arrived to help the religious world, our religious belief systems, our traditions, the people of God, to help us see what we cannot see. Sociologists have identified a generational group called millennials, persons born between 1981 and 1996, who in 2019 are between the ages of 19 and 38. The majority of those in this group identify as spiritual, but not religious. They see and experience an unbridgeable chasm between professed religious beliefs and the actual behavior of those who claim to live by those beliefs. In the eyes of millennials, Jesus is someone who walked the talk. His words and his deeds were consistent. They were in sync. The millennials named this authentic, transparent. Do they not have a message for us, for Christians today, about our own blindness? Do we dare choose to look at what we do not want to see? Violence and hatred perpetuated in the name of God. Enslavement of peoples for profit. Environmental degradation. The rejecting and demonizing of families in need. Imprisoning immigrants and those we fear. Fighting wars for profit. And building walls cemented with fear and hatred. Yes, it is time to drop our stones and rocks, to surrender to the Spirit, who is about her work, transforming us to become doers of God's work as Jesus. And in this transformation, we will be blasphemers no more. Mm-hmm.